Parshas Dvarim starts off, Ela HaDvarim, the first pasuk, the emes is a pasuk that's beremez. Every word is beremez. Rashi learns that every word in the pasuk is meramez on an inyan of musar on various chatoyim that the Yidden did. As I state in Rashi, in the Archaim HaKadosh state and under Pshat, Zok the Archaim HaKadosh, that every word of this pasuk is meramez, it's a musar shmuz, but it's meramez on a midah, on a tchuna, on a hanhaga, how a yid is supposed to be noyig. And we'll say b'kitzer how the Arachaim says pshat in the pasuk. Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'aver hayardei. Be'aver means to be like Avram ha'ivri. The same way Avram avinu, the whole world was against him. The whole world was on the other side, and Avram was me'aver hasheni. A person has to know to stand for what he's for the richtig gezachen to be be'aver hayardei. Yarden is toiva mirdus echos belibay shel adam. A person is to be yoyver al atzmoy, to give himself musr. The lashon of the Gemara, toiva mirdus achas belibay shel adam, yoysim imei amalkiyas. Bamidbar, as the pasuk continues, is going on midas ha'anova. Ba'arova, zok to arachayim, avad, a person is supposed to be an anov, but sometimes a person does anova to an extreme, and avad, it says, ma'oid, ma'oid, hev shval ruach. But a person goes to the anova in extreme when it's not the right surah. It has to be ba'arova, with the midas ha'arevus. The anova should be with the midas ha'arevus. Moil suf is that a person should always be mistakel al yoyim ha'misa, to be moil the soif, mol the soif. Bein paron uvein toifel. So he explains, based on the chayvus ha'levavis, there's a chayvus ha'levavis, he says, ha'parish tzahalosoi v'fonov v'dagosoi b'liboy. A tzaddik, on his face, it has to always be v'simcha. In his lave, this daigam, and he's worried about his matzav and ruchnius and how he in his voice Hashem. Aber it's tzahalosay b'fanav, tzahalosay b'fanav, the dagosay b'libe. That's nirmaz in the words bein paro bein toifel. As I zokter orachaim, lavon is lave tahar, v'chatzeiros is going on hasmada, yoshev ayholim to be yoshev in the chotzer. The dizav is the stopkus v'muat. Shiyomer lezav die. Azoy zok to arachayim hakadosh. That every word of this pasuk is taka a musa shmus. Thus is parashas dvarim. Merutzach Shabbos chazoyim. The haftorah starts chazoyim Yeshayahu ben Amos. That's by the way it's called Shabbos chazoyim. But there's a pshat from Rav Levi Yitzchok me by Ditchiv. What does it mean? It's called Shabbos chazoyim. He gives a mashal. There was once a yingele that his parents bought him a little child. His parents bought him a new suit for Shabbos, and he went outside and he kederach hayeladim. He went out and he patched it up. It got dirty. It got torn. It got ripped. And his parents were very upset. But they said, "Listen, we're going to give you another chance." And they bought him a tzveita suit. And again, maybe a few weeks later, it took Aber Nachamo. He patched it up. He tore the knee pan. He made a hole in the knee. He got it all dirty. And then his parents told him like this, Herzl, Eimo, Atzveitimo, what, Nochamo, the third one, you're not ready for it, you're not holding the bite, it's going to get Sarissa Nochamo. But we want you to have it, it's a Kumtaich, and we want you to have it. So Erev Tzachris, you should know we're going to buy it, and we're going to put it in the closet. And you could look at it, and you could be Ms. Boynern. And you know what? His parents told him, when you're ready, so just tell us. And when Be'enes you're ready to take the Achrayas, so tell us, and then you'll get the third one. The Vaila, he had his boinerness on it, a chazoin, he was able to see it. Zog to Rebbe Yitzchok Mibarditchev, Shabbos chazoin, the emes the whole year, we go through the Magal Hashana, we have the Regolim, and we have his ups and downs over the year, but the emes were going to have the ganze year, but when it's come Shabbos chazoin is an opportunity that we have a chazoin. If we use Nutz Ois the days correctly, we'll get a chazoin, a dmus, a dugma, that we're able to see the third base of English, to be able to be mishtaikik towards it. That's Shabbos Chazoyim. Now, Be'emes, these days of Bein HaMitzorim, the Pasuk says, Kol roitfeha hisiguha Bein HaMitzorim. These days of Bein HaMitzorim are in Chodesh Tammuz and Chodesh Av. Chodesh Tammuz is Rosh HaTevis, Zman Tshuva Memashmesh Ubo. That's Rosh HaTevis Tammuz. Av! Av is a lashon of an av, a tata. Be'emes, when a father gives a yingle a patch, it's from Ava. And that expresses the Ava. By the Churban, we know that when the Goyim came into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Kruvim were Me'urim Zebezeh, and that was a simon of the Ava between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. Nor was it Tata, but gave a patch. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, Kol Roitfeo Hisigua Beina Mitzorim. Kol Roitfeo could be read, Kol Roidifka Hisigua. Someone that Be'emes wants Kirvas Hashem, Kol Roidifka Roitfeo, is Roidif Yudkei Hisigua. A person could be Masik, Beina Mitzorim. Dafke in the days of Beina Mitzorim is when a person has an opportunity to be Roidifka, Kol Roitfeo Hisigua Beina Mitzorim. And there's a choshev yediyah, there's a marsha in Bechoyrus Daf Ches, could I see? Over there, the marsha explains that the Gemara, the pasuk says in the Ershta Kapitel of Yirmiyah, in the previous Haftorah, Makel Shokade Aniroya, the Gemara says there in Bechoyrus that a Shokade, as a tree of Shokade, it's called Luz, it takes 21 days to ripen. The Gemara gives different things that take different amount of days. Makel Shokade Aniroya is 21 days. Of the marsha, there's a parallel. There's 21 days in the Bein HaMetzorim, 22, from Shivasa B'Tamas till Tisha B'Av, there's 21 days. And there's also 21 days from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeret, which we know in Chodesh Tishrei, the Seder Advarim of Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur, Sukkot, finally Simchas Torah, the Shpitz Kirves Hashem. Zokta Marsha in Bechoyris Daf Ches, there's a parallel between the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzorim and the 21 days of Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres. They're both 21 days and there's a parallel. The Taich is because both of them are days when a person in Ketaka come to Kirvas Hashem and to his Galas Hashem. It's in a different Mahalach. Oh, but Kol Roitfeo, Hisigua Bein HaMetzorim. The Nesiv HaShalom brings a mashal. If a person would want to make a painting, the first thing he does when he makes the painting is he first makes an entire black background on the canvas. Then he's able to make the colors and bring in the full amount of the painting. The black background of the canvas is the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzorim. An alternative oifen in getting Kirvas Hashem is the 21 days of Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, through Shmini Atzeres. Over there's a darga of Tamuz Zman Shuvah Mamash Meshubah Av Kol Reitfei Sigur Bein HaMetzorim. And I saw brought down from the Magid Mikoshnitz that from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah is 50 days. That Mr. Chassam Sofer talks about that a lot, that it's, he says 49 days. He makes the same with this, an avodah of 49 days of Sefirah Sa'omer. There's 49 days, 50 days, Ad Chamishim Yoim, from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah. Chassam Sofer has a lot of arichas on there. Of Bezok the Magid Mikoshes, there's 50 days till Rosh Hashanah. Then there's another 10 days till Yom Kippur, another 4 days till Sukkot, and then finally the first day of Sukkot. That spells out, again, we said it's 50, a nun, till Rosh Hashanah, and then Yud, of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Dalid, the 4 days till Sukkot, and Aleph, the Eresh Tog of Sukkot, is Shem Admas, is the Shem of Hashem. Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and then Yud, the other way around. That's the 65 days, which is the gematria of Shem Admas, Seder Advarim, from Tisha B'Av, all the way through Rosh Hashanah, with Yom Kippur, with Shmini Atzeres, as we paralleled it from the Marsha, the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzorim, parallel to the 21 days from Chodesh Tishrei. Kol Roitfeo Hisigua Bein HaMetzorim. Another Nakuda. In the Haftorah and Shabbos Chazoyim, the Pasuk says, Im Yiyu Chato'eichem Kashonim Kasheleg Yalbinu Im Yadimu Katoilo Katzemer Yiyu. If the chatoyim are like shoni, then it will turn into sheleg, white like sheleg. If it will be like a toilet, they'll turn into tzemer. We know there are various levels of red, and who are them? We know from the sugi and the goyim that there are various levels of white. And if the chet is like a shoni, like a red thread, then it will turn white like sheleg, which is a very high darga of white. Im yadimu katoila, toila is the worm itself that the red color comes from. Then katzemer yiyu, it will be white like tzemer. Tzemer is not the same spitz white like shelig. What's the taich in this pasuk? That if the chatoyim are like shoni, it will turn into shelig. But if it's like toila, it will turn into tzemer. Shoni is the red thread. Toila is the source of the redness. It's the worm itself that gives the redness. If a person was choyti by himself, that's kishoni. But if a person was choyti umachti, then already he was a source of chet for others even. That's a bigger kilkul of chet that will only be able to turn into tzemer. So im yiyu chateichem kashonim, if the chet is like shoni that you yourself will chet, but not others, it could turn, the kapara could be atkedekach like shelling. But if it's like toila, it's chayti umachti, it's the red, the source of the adam itself, the shayrish of the chayt, then it can only turn into tzemer. The Meshech Chochma says a different pshat. The Meshech Chochma says on the pasuk here, he says sometimes a person does a chayt, but it's only in chitzoinius. It didn't rear on in the spitz pnimius, in the shayrish of his neshama, it didn't poigim. It was only in a chitzoinius tikkaifen. As opposed to you could have a chait that mamish kule was chait. A shani is a red thread. What does it mean? It's a red thread. It's a white thread. It's from a wool of tzemer, right? But then you color it with red. So in chitzoinius it's red. So then it could turn into shelig. In yadimu katoila, but if the chait was through and through, it was the source of the red itself. It was nishrash in the pnimius. The chait was poigim. So then it could only be katzemer yi, it would only be the level of tzemer. Azoy zok de Meshech Chochma. And he continues, this interesting maisa, the Yerushalmi says, in Shabbos, in the ninth parak, in Shabbos, the Yerushalmi describes that there used to be, by the Soyer La'azazel, they would put the red thread, they would put the thread, a red thread, and it would be malvin. So first it says, Barishoyne, every person would take a small thread of it, it was a large, thick thread, every person would take one little strand of it, and tie it by his window. Some people, they would turn white, and by some people, it wouldn't. So people would be mizbayish elu mi'elu. So they were choizer to be kosher it only, they made a deal only in the Pesach HaHeichel. Not everyone takes a small piece. So they took it to the Pesach HaHeichel. But then still, there was shonim that it was mild, and shonim that it wasn't. So they were choizer kosher to the seller. And then Yerushalmi, on that concept of the chut hashoni that turns white, it quotes this pasuk from the Haftorah. Im yiyu chata'echem kashonim, kashel yalbinu. Im yadimu katoyle katzemer yu. Frex the Yerushalmi, why, what's the chiluk? When is it katzemer? When is it kashelik? And Yerushalmi gives a few different pshatim. Interesting, first it says a pshat, if the chatoyim are going to be like shonim, like the amount of years of the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov lived all together, 502 years. If the chatoyim is up to that level, I don't know what that means, up to the level of the shonim of the avos, then it will turn into tzemer. But if it's a shelik, if it's more than that, it's already katzemer. And the Yerushalmi then brings four or five pshatim, but we're going to focus one pshat, Rabbi Yudan Bar Pazi. The Yerushalmi says, "Im yu chateichem kashonim kasheleg, mashenkin if it's katoila, it's only going to be ketzemer." Zok the Yerushalmi loy kashya, ha berishoin ha besheni. What's meant ha berishoin ha besheni? So the Karbanei Eidah in art says, "Rishoin means if a person did a chait only once, he wasn't a shtarish bechait, he did not bear it once, and it's similar to the pshat that we said before. He only did it once; it didn't go through and through. He could turn it to sheleg. Or besheni if he did it." Shana Bechet, if it was Shana Bechet, then already it's going to be only be able to turn into Tzemer. Zok the Karbanei. Zok the Meshech Chochma and Ander Pshad, L'shitasi, right? It's the same shtickle. Zok the Meshech Chochma. It means it depends, Habarish and Habasheni. We already said it depends if the Chet is in the Chitzoinius only or even in the Pnimius. And he wants to say it's going on the Beis HaMikdash Rishoin and the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. And we'll explain. Zok there in the Beis HaMikdash Rishoin. Based on the Gemara in Yuma, we're going to speak it out now. It was a chait, the Gemara of Eris Chamuras. It was begaloi. So then, if it's begaloi, it's able to be kashelig, yalbinu. Aber habesheni, the Beis Hamikdash Sheni, when it was sinas chinam, which is rears on into the pnimius, and we'll touch it up, then it's only going to be able to be katzemer. And it's based on the Gemara in Yuma, that the Gemara of Emes says, Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbeleza, the Amri Tarvai, the Gemara in Yuma, that test, Rishoinim shen esgalu avoyin and esgalu kitzam. The Ershta Beis HaMikdash, it was nesgalu the cake. 70 years later they got back to Beis HaMikdash. The Achroinim was not nesgalu avoyinim, it was not nesgalu kitzam. It lasted, even Adayoyim was still in the Golos. And the Gemara continues, you see from there that Toivat Ziparnam shall Rishoinim, Yoysam Ikresim shall Achroinim, which Kipshutai means that the first Beis HaMikdash people were on a higher level, it was able to come back to Beis HaMikdash only after a dover kotzav of 70 years. So their fingernails even, their tzipoyrin is better than the keres and the entire stomach of the second. Toivet tziparnim, Lashma Gemara, toivet tziparnim shall rishoinim, yoysim ikresa shall achroinim. But you could explain this Gemara differently, and it's vital based on this Yisoy, that the Ershta Beis HaMikdash was Gimel Averis Chamuris, and it was Begoloi. The second Beis HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam, and it was in the Pnimius of the Inyan. There's a Goyin. The Goyin explains in the Pasuk that talks about that the Pasuk says that there are Arba Chayis that are not kosher. There's a Gomel and Parsha Shmini. A Gomel, a Shafon, the Arneves, and the Chazer. And it's Mavur in the Medrash, the Goyin brings, but it's a Medrash already, this Chalik, that the Gomel, the Shafon, and the Arneves is connected Bovel, Modai, and Yovon. And that's connected to Gimel Averis. And there's Oymek in each one of the Gimel Averis. The Chazir is Edoim, and that's connected the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Pshat is that the first three of these Chayos, Gomel, Shofen, and Arneves, it doesn't have kosher feet. It has... What? It doesn't have kosher feet.
No, it does have kosher feet. Just no. Doesn't
right. So therefore, the psul is on the tzipoyrin. The chazir, with the chazir fislich, that shows that he has kosher feet, but inside is something wrong, is in his keres. Toiva tziparnam, is up to going, chat in the Gemara Numa. Toiva tziparnam shel rishoinam, yoyser mikresam shel achroinam. The tziparnam of the Rishonim, which was the first Beis HaMikdash, which is Gbobo Moda Yovan, which there was Bechitzoini, is the Gimel Averis. As opposed to in the second Beis HaMikdash, when it's Sinas Chinom, that rears on the Pnimius of Azach, and then it's Loinus Galakitzom, and that's Kresom Shalach Roinim, and that's what the Golus was still in. It's Kedai to see the Shev Shmaitza in the Hakdomo, has a big Arichas of Agarata, but he speaks out, there's one Akuda there, I wanted to speak out. He goes on the pasuk of Al Tiruni She'ani Shechar Choyres Shesh Zafasni Hashomesh, and he brings a whole mashal that of a person that wanted to be Megarish Ishtoi because Yodeha Mufuchomis, because her hands turned black, and it was a mum and he wanted to divorce her. And one of the shvachay says, so maybe I'm going to be zeichet to marry. And he told her, yeah, but you're in Gansen Schwarz. She says back, but alter uni she'ani shachar choyres shesh zafasni hashomesh. By me, the pagam is only shesh zafasni hashomesh. It's only a chitzoinius that a pagam. In the oymek apnimius, it's lovon, it's kashelig, it's ketzemer, and therefore it's not a pagam. He has a whole arichas there to explain. But it's vitis. It's the same yisoid that if the chait is in the pnimius, then it's harder to clean it out. Now, after we could say a taich. We know that the second Beis HaMikdash was because of Sinas Chinam, and we're saying now that Toiv Tziparnam shall we show him. On the other hand, it's kedai to mention, I don't know how it stems with the Gemara, but Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz writes, because the way the Gemara came out, the etzim that the first Beis HaMikdash, they were only Nenash, Churban of Shivim Shana, and now because of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was Nenash much more, and we touched it up. But the Yaris Dvash, the Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz says that Be'emes, it was a Chesed Hashem, that Be'emes, after the first Chorban, we were supposed to go into Golus for the long Golus, already after the first Chorban, because of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Nor the Eberus the saw that it's Poshet not Shaykh, that it, in the Matzav that Klal Yisrael was, if they would go into the long Golus then, they would go the Ibud. It was necessary that after 70 years to bring them back with the Cherish and the Masker, and there was a Matzav of reinstating, there was Gezeris and Takonis, and there was Chazal, the Tanoim and the Meroim, and then they were ready to go into the longer Golus, which the longer Golus is the emes for both, not just for the tikkun of Sinas Chinam of the second Beis HaMikdash, but also for a tikkun of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. He says that that's the Seder HaDvarim, how it was, that it was a necessary stop, which again, the Shmoyis of the Gemara, the way the Gemara Pashat cuts it separately and says, no, we show you in this Galu Avayin, in this Galu Kitzam, Achroin and Loin is Galu Kitzam. According to Rabbi Yonis and Ibish, it's the long Golus now is the emes on both. Sai for the Gimel Averis and Sai on the Sinas Chinam. But a choshev and a kuda, legabe, arbeting on sinas chinam and avas chinam. We said that that's poigim already in the pnimius. That's poigim. The goyim explains it there. That's poigim already in a person's emuna, in a person's betochen. Because if a person has the right emuna and betochen, and the right focus on what's important and what he's here for, then the kleinikaiten of he had this and I had this and he told me this, it beemes. It's. Go to a kindergarten and watch the little 5-year-old girls complain to the ganenet, he amrali, he astali, he is, and you see, that's his kindish is achim. Yerabaisai, it's Kindishazal. Now, we know that, especially now in the days of Amitzorim, it's supposed to be an arbit of Tzipisal Yeshua. Bemesaganzi or Abravada in the Yom of Ben Amitzorim, Tzipisal Yeshua. Over one pasha to their hair. The Avoida of Tzipisal Yeshua and the Avoida on the Tikkun of Sinas Chinim is Bemes Hainu Hach. Pirish Advarim. For someone that's Shakua in Oilam Hazeh and Gashmis and all the Inyone Oilam Hazeh Shemisoviv, so then yeah, he's Mitzapali Yeshua. He wants to win the lottery. He wants to have a nice car. He wants to be able to be Matzliach in all these Inyonim that he's Shakua in. And if someone else has it differently, then there's Kinah, Taiva, Vikovich, Shemitzinus, Adam, and Oilam. And that leads to Sinas Chinam. But if a person is mitzapeh li Yeshua, not to win the lottery, he's mitzapeh to Yeshua's Hashem, because he knows we're in Golis, and he's mitzapeh, kolechet, lefimaj v'gose, but he's mitzapeh for that, so then there's no sinas chinam. We're in a team, we're working together, we're waiting for the Yeshua's Hashem. So the arbit, the avoidas hayoim, of sinas chinam and avas chinam, and the avoid of tzipis li Yeshua is be'emes haynu hach, it's a question of hashkofa, it's a question of where our focus is on what's ikker, what's tuffle, what's important, what's not so important, and what's very not important. That's the chore de avoida. Now this avoida is avada, is the union of avas chinam. And I say, interessante maisa, taich. A person has to think not so much on a protheistic, a yochid level, which then of course the emes, the women, the dragons, we're holding our Yeshua is that we should win the lottery, as opposed to thinking more as a tzibur. And the taich is the emes in Maral state that we know that the first Beis HaMikdash was keneged gimel averis chamuris, because the first Beis HaMikdash was b'shoirish in the schus of the gimel avis, and he explains that the gimel avis is keneged the gimel averis. There's various neschoys to this, but we'll say over that there's a nusach that Avram Avinu is connected Gili Arayis. Avram Avinu afilu b'didei lo yistakel. He didn't even look on Sarah. Yitzchak is Akedah, is parallel to Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov Avinu is connected Shvichas Domim. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu loy rakerim yomav. Yaakov Avinu connected Shvichas Domim. So the shoyrish of the Gimel Averis Chamur is poigim in the shoyrish of that Beis Hamikdash, which was in the schus of the Gimel Avis. The second Beis HaMikdash already didn't have those same things. The second Beis HaMikdash was in the schus of Knesses Yisroel. So what was poigimit was Sinas Chinam. That was poigimit, the shoyrish of it, of Achdus, of Knesses Yisroel. Now it's very interesting, the Kuda, the pasuk in this week's Parsha B'Emes, Klal Yisroel is compared to Koychovim, and Klal Yisroel is compared to Choy Layam. Koychovim, every Koychov is a Chashivas B'fnei Atzmai, every Koychov is an Oilam Umloyoy, every Koychov is taka bigger than this whole world. And every yochid is a koichav, taka bigger than this whole world. On the other hand, it's kechoy layom is garnished. Obritz mabal al arayim, one grain, granule of sand, is taka garnished. But all the grains of sand together, samti kechoy layom, it stops the ocean. That's the achdus. That's klal yisrael, kechoy layom. One granule is nothing. Aber as the tzibur, it's taka Mogain on the Gali Hayam. If it's Klal Yisrael. And I heard once, to be Mavara with some linguistics, but I heard once that in any language, definitely I don't know Chinese, a lot of other languages either, but I heard that in any language it's true that a yochid of person is not the same. Lamashal, we say in English, we say person, but it's not persons, it's people. And even in Lashon Kodesh, we don't say ishim, we say anoshim. It turns into a numitzis. One ish. It's not a lot of ishim. It's anoshim. The Kohena, I heard that it's a lot, or all languages, that as I get this, that when it's nepach as a tzibur, it becomes a numitzis. It becomes a numitzis. And that's avas chinam. And we spoke a few weeks ago that in v'haftal reyecha kamoicha, we said that when you have two yidden that one is next to each other, two yidden is Hashem. We know that's how it's printed in Chumashim. Two yidden It's Shem Hashem. It's Kaponim Ramas on Shem Hashem. When you have two Yidden, one on top of the other, that's a Soif Pasuk. That's the end. I remember the ganze Geschäft. If it's B'shove, then it's Shechina Shruya Beinayim. We know that there's a Seder Advarim that we go to two Ba'av. We're holding for Tisha B'Av, but there's a Seder Advarim how the Chodesh is Megagol, it comes to two Ba'av. There's a Moira that Geshtikala B'nei Yisoschar. L'hoi Yomim Toivim, to tie into this. L'hoi Yomim Toivim L'Yisrael Ki Chamisha Asr Ba'av V'Chayim HaKippurim. Ki two Ba'av. And the Gemara says in kindness that what, when it's describing two Ba'av, the Gemara over there, that same Gemara says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asay Smochoy L'Tzadikim V'Hu Yeshev B'Neim B'Gan Eden V'Kol Echad B'Echad Mara B'Etzboi Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi. Zogte B'nei Yisoschar Azoi. What's the Mochoy L'Tzadikim? The Eberst is in the middle and everyone points Zeh Hayoyim Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi. The Mochoy is a perfect circle. It's all the Tzadikim Osid Lovi are standing in a perfect circle because they're all Shoveh. By the geometrical definition of a circle, is all the equidistant points from a certain midpoint. The Rabbani Shlalev is in the middle, and everyone's Shove. Not he's more than me, he's this, he's Azamadreg, he's Azatoyer, Azazak. No, it's Shove. Zokta ben Yisosfer, Tu Ba'av. Tu Ba'av can be read the 15th letter of the Aleph base. Tu Ba'av. Tes Vav Ba'av. The 15th letter of the Aleph base is a Samach. That's the Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasek Mochoil Letzadikim, the two Ba'av, the Tesvav Ba'av, when everyone is Shoveh, and it's not one on top of the other, it's Shoveh, like we said before, when it's Shoveh, it's two Yudin is Hashem, that's the Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasek Mochoil Letzadikim, that's the Avoida of the Abbas Chinam that has to be. Shavu Shechalboi, there's a Rambam in Hilchas Aveilus. The Rambam says, Al Yiskasha Odom Al Mesa Yoyser Midai. A person's not supposed to be Misabu more than the shear on his mace. Because it's Minag HaOilam, a person has to be Mitzar only Kifi the shear. V'hamitzar Atzme Yoyser Mi Minag HaOilam, Hareza Tipish. That's like Lashon HaRambam. Avada after Aveilus from Churbin, it says Nishta Zoy. After the Avelis from Churbin, Loi Nemro, Kol HaMis'abu Yoyser Midai, Harei Zeh Tipish. Lashon HaRambam on Avelis of Mace. Avada, by the Avelis of Churbin is Nishta Zoy. The Avelis of Churbin is even on Shabbos V'Yom Tif. I heard once a Meridik at their hair. The same Nigin that we say on Musif, on Sholish Regolim, B'nei Veischa Kivat Chilo, is the same niggin as we say at the end of the kinnis. Elitzioin ve'orea. B'nei ve'ischo kivat chilo. That's the same niggin as Elitzioin ve'orea. Because it's the Avelus is even on Yom Tov. It's Shoveh. And the Taich is Pashat. Kemo Isha b'tzireah. On Isha's b'tzireah. B'tzireah leida. The Shrek lech Yisurim of a leida. So let's say Isha's in the middle of a leida and it's Taka Shrek lech Yisurim already and she didn't give birth yet. But you tell him, no, genug, shangevein dasach. Yeah, but there was no later. It's not over. It's taken out over. So that's why a person's not supposed to be mafsik on the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Tainus, Daflamit, Omar Avila Merav, Kachoyim in Hogish Rav Yehuda B'Rabbi Loi, Erev Tisha B'Av, Mevim Lai Paschareiv V'Melech, V'Yoshev Le'Bein Tanav V'Kirayim, V'Oichel V'Shoisa, Kitan Shalmayim, V'Doyim Kimi Shemesein Mutul Lefonov. The Marsha says, It's like Mamish explains that it's Meisei Mutal Lefonov. It's not an Avelus Yeshona. It's Meisei Mutal Lefonov. Now there's a very interesting Nakuda here. Avelus has a Seder that when you have Meisei Mutal Lefonov, you have Oine, you have Ovel, you have Shloisha Yomim, Shiva Yomim, Shloishim, Shona, and it gets less and less the Dine Avelus. Because the utzma of the actual patira happens right away, and then la'at la'at, slowly it gets keha, it gets softened, it softens up the power of the aveilus. By Tisha B'Av, Vibalt was so rochik, bishonim, from the Churbin, the avoida is to build it up. We have the 3 weeks of Bein HaMitzorim, then there's a minog of Tisha Siyamim, Minagashkanaz, from Rosh Chodesh. Then Medina the Gemara, there's a din called Shvua Shechalboy. Then there's Erev Tisha B'Av, when it's Mamish Mesei Mutlafonav. It's a gradual buildup. Because the Avoida is to bring yourself into the Hargosha of the Avelis. Now it's very hard because it's so many years. And there's a Moir de Kivort that says that one of the five things that happens was Nechra Shahir. What's the Taich of Nechra Shahir? Nechra Shahir, I remember who wants a Taich. Nechra Shahir is the Chorban from the Chorban. Melis is given a Chorban. But even the Chorban was Nechra. If it was Nimchak, you don't even see that there was a Chorban. Nechra Shahir, the Chorban was Nechra. Azoi Chotz, there's a Chorban Lefanev. Meisai Mutta Lefanev. Name, another Shrek of the Chazak that happened on Tisha B'Av, one of the five things was Nechra Shahir. The Chorban was Nechrav. So there's an arbit that the Chorban, we should have, like we spoke before, a Chazoin, that there was a Chorban. I heard once a Gevaldik, a Moshel, of a person that was in a terrible accident, and his arm was cut off. Mamish, Kipshuta, his arm was Mamish cut off. Dislocated, totally not machubra to his guf, and they have to rush him to the hospital. It's a separate piece, the mamash, shreklach hazach, to rush him to the hospital. And he has shreklach yisurim, he's screaming in pain. And they tell him they have to rush to the hospital, they only have a few minutes till they can put it back. But they tell him there's one yisoid. Kol's man, it's still hurting. Then the nerves, the system, it's still going. We'll be able to put it back. As estutnish vei, then it's ochen vei. And I'll say a sharfenusach. That story that happened to that person when his arm got chopped off is probably the worst thing that ever happened to him in his life. It's a shrekel chazach. But as they're rushing to the hospital and it stops hurting, that's even a worse thing that happened to him. He's not connected anymore. He's not connected anymore. There's an arbit that we should be margish. Now you have to know, kol echad lefi is madrega, it's pashut that if a person has a muscle, a person has a toothache, and then suddenly he has a much more shrekel chisurim, something happened in his foot, or lehepech maybe, the mumchem will tell you. But whatever way it is, a new cave in yisurim takes over the other one. Chotch kol echad lefi, where he's holding in the arbit of hargoshas avelis, in these days, everyone has his pekula of the gantz yor. A litmus test is if those things are bothering you a little bit less. Something, epis, it's a little bit a takeover. Again, kol echad, where he's holding on being margish ta'aveilus, aber taka, that all the tirdas ashana should a little bit go, be put into the background of the hargosha. Koldor shall I nivne biyomov, koldor shall I nivne be samiglish biyomov, mailo olav akosav kilu achri, mailo olav kilu achri, vashon avi Yerushalmi. I saw a murdike pshat from the Sfas Emes, the Maram Chagiz, wrote a sefer called Sfas Emes, from Moshe Chagiz. So he says, we know that it says, Mizmar LeDovid, Kina LeDovid Niboyle. Elo, that it's a mizmar shakodesh baruch kilo es chamosay al etzim balavonim beemes. There was a kpeda that there should be a kolayin on klal yisrael, and it was mizmar ledavid shakila kodesh baruch es chamosay al etzim balavonim. So kipshuta, you learn this gemara in the zman achorbin when the yidden maybe because of the averis they deserved mamish kolayin, and a kodesh baruch hu berachem of mizmar ledavid was mechalek kaasoy al etzim balavonim. Of the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Maram Chagiz, the Beis HaMikdash is called Mishkan. Mishkan is called, it's a mashkin. The two Churbonis Beis HaMikdash was a mashkin, because the Emes, they didn't deserve, there was a peroim choyim of the chet, of the chatoim, of kiloyin, of avodoin. And it was a mashkin, the Batei Mikdash, the Churbonis Batei Mikdash, was a mashkin for those chet. Now the Emes, when a loive is eventually able to pay back, so then you give him back the mashkin and he pays back. It's kipshuta imamish, it's a sharf epshat, lamizboinim. Kol dor shalai nivne biyomov maila olav kilo achrivoi, zok that because kol shona vishona, the rabbinish shalom wants to give back the mashkin. And by the matzav of Klal Yisrael is such that they don't deserve, and this chait. So he's mechal lechamosoy al eitzim v'avonim. No chamol. Not demos. Every year there's a kilo chamosoy al eitzim v'avonim. It's say kilo. It's more than kilo. Ki'ilu nechrav, ki'ilu hechrivoy, that door was machriv. It's tak every year. Every year, if we would be roy, we would tak get it back. And there's a ki'ilu hechrivoy of ki'ilu chamosay al eitzim avonim bo'oy seshona nochamo. Noir olam esboinim. It's noir olam esboinim. I heard of Maisa that someone was by the Koisel, and there was a group of tourists, Chinese tourists, and they came over to ask him. They saw it's someone from the place, and they asked him what was here, and he explained to them there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a temple, and there would be Makriv Karbonos, and he gave them a whole Bekitzer Seder Advar. And so they asked him, and when is the next time they're going to be Makriv Karbonos here? So he looked at his watch and said, maybe in an hour. Maybe in an hour. He asked him, when was the last time? Did we miss it? He says, no, the last time was about almost 2,000 years ago. Maybe in an hour. See, Pisa la Yeshua. Ashayna Maisa, Beduch Sechit brings out a point. The Pasuk says, U'pisoim yovei alei cholei ha'odin asher atem avakshim. L'maisa, the Geula will come, Pisoim. And that's what we're mitzapa for. The Messiah, the Pasuk says in Micha, Ki yimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflois. Ki yimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflois. This is what we're waiting for. It's also a chelik of the avoid of Tisha B'Av, of the Chazoin. There's a Moritik Akasha, Fretra B'Lev Yitzhak Mivraditchev. Ki yimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflois. L'chayra, we know there are Chazals that what's going to happen in the Geula is much more than Yitzias Mitzrayim. I saw once, the Sfasemes says this, it says that the Eser Makis was Etzba Elohim, and by the Kriyas Yamsev was Vayar Yisrael Es Hayod HaGdoyla, a full hand. He says, La'osid Lava, if you understand, there's a moshel of a finger and a hand. La'osid Lava, it's going to be Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi, a full guf, in a moshel. If it was Etzba, now it's Yad, it'll be Zeh Hashem. B'cholet, it's going to be much more than Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the lashon of this pasuk? Ki yimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflois. Mashma that it's going to be shove. Zokar b'lev yitzchak mibradich v'amori dekazach. He gives a mashal. A person was an oni morid. He had nothing. Garnished. Onken geld mamash. Oni morid. And he won the lottery. He won $20,000. Mamash Yeshua. Yeah, that's a piece of Yeshua. Mamash Yeshua. He was able to massage himself. Shtelavek adira. In the mashal of Rabbi Yitzchak, 20,000 shtelavek adira. And he got himself set up. It was a mori. It was a mifnen his entire life, a turnabout. A mori dekazach. I yitzias Mitzrayim asa. Now tell me, if in 6 months after that again he would win $20,000, no. It already happened then. That wouldn't be a shove b'shove to king make to that yitzias Mitzrayim prati that he had. Not even 100. Not even a. It would have to be much, much more that it would be able to say that something should happen to him. They would be able to say what happened to him now is azaydi what happened to him then, that time that he had Yana Yitzias Mitzrayim, that he won that 20,000. Whatever, I'm not going to pick numbers up, but it would have to be Gar Meshunadik much more. Zok de Blev Yitzah, that's the Pasik. Ki yimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflois. Biyachas to what was in Yitzias Mitzrayim, which already happened to us, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Be'ezer Hashem, Zomen Zoycha Zayin, this year, to erenu neflois.